Thank you for calling our claim center. Para español, marque el número uno.
For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thank you for calling the claims department. This is Samantha speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, good morning, Samantha. This is Raquel calling from the insurance place Insure on the Spot with a mutual customer. I was trying to get roadside assistance for them and wasn't able to go ahead and move forward with the process with the prior representative. I was hoping you can help.
Okay, yes, absolutely. And what did you say your name was? Was it Raquel? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, just one moment here. Let me go ahead and look into that for you.
I do have the customer's name or phone number, if that would help.
Yes, absolutely. So may I have the first and last name, please?
First name is S-H-A-J-U-A-N. Last name is D-A-Y hyphen A-R-C-H-I-E.
Okay, just one moment here. All right, let's see. And can you confirm the address on that member's policy for me, please?
I have 8733 Blackstone Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60619.
All right. Thank you for that information as well. Just one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Does a member have an active policy? Because I don't see an active policy for that member.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm asking if the member has an active policy because I don't see an active policy for that member. All I see is something from 2014, and both policies are from 2014, and the one that was effective in 2014 was expired in 2015. And I'm also looking at another one that has no information on there. So do you have that member ID number that I can confirm the information?
Yes, let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have DA14286454.
Okay. One moment. Yeah, I don't see that member ID number. I have a member ID number like N as in Nancy, R, D as in David, E. And I believe this policy was an older policy, so we don't have an active policy for the member at all. So we don't have anything current in our system that was sent over from your insurance company to us for us to see that the member has roadside assistance.
I'm sorry, the last representative I was just speaking to was able to pull up the information.
I didn't see that here. So wait, just one minute. Let me, okay. Because when I put in the first and last name, this is the two policies that pulled up.
Do you mind if I pull that out one more time?
Yeah, I have S as in Sam, H, A, J as in Jack, U as in umbrella, A, N as in Nancy, last name D as in David, A, Y hyphen, A, R, C as in Charlie, H, I, E as in Edward, correct?
Yes. It looks like I'm looking at their Tollbuster claims pass card. They didn't put a hyphen on there. Could that maybe make a difference?
Okay. Okay, yeah, sometimes that does. All right, so may I have that member ID number again one more time? I'm going to just take out the entire name and just locate it with just the number.
Okay. I have
okay, go ahead.
D as in David.
Mm-hmm.
E as in apple. 14286454.
All right, thank you for that information. All right, just one moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Oh, okay, perfect. So I was able to locate a whole different policy here. Okay, you said that address was 8733 South Blackstone Ave. Is that what you said before?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so I was able to actually locate a policy. I'm not sure exactly why it didn't pull up, because normally if you put in the name, oh, yeah, because of the hyphen, that's basically why.
Yeah, probably.
Because there's one without hyphen and one with the hyphen. So if you put in the hyphen, it's going to pull up an older policy from 2014. Okay. All right. So I see here, and can you confirm the year, make, and model of her vehicle, please?
So the one that's on here is for a 2013 Toyota Corolla. But
mm-hmm.
she actually needs assistance on her second vehicle that she has insured with us, which would be the 2008 Lexus. It's what I was trying to get roadside assistance service for.
Okay, just one moment. Let me just look over here and see what's going on. Okay, so basically the only one I see on here is a Toyota, and it does state on here that the member is covered for all vehicles, even though the Lexus isn't listed under the policy. It only states that one will show up on the policy. And of course, if anything, and the member receives services, we reimburse all vehicles. So what is the issue that the member is having at this moment?
So she needs a tire change. I do have her on the other line. I just wanted to start the process up if that was able, if you want. I can turn
okay.
it over to her.
Okay, so did she actually contact her dispatch phone number in order to get that service taken care of?
She initially called you guys, Nation Safe Drivers, to get the service, but she was getting
mm-hmm.
denied, which is why I also called, and they transferred me over to you, stating that they couldn't assist Alexis, even though per Jeff with us, if you, on the script, it should say that, you know, you guys should be able to go ahead and assist any vehicle.
Right.
So I just wanted to go ahead and get that process started up for her.
Right, right, absolutely. Okay, so I can explain to the member, you know, with everything and as far as the policy here. I do know, like, sometimes with dispatch, because we're not dispatch, we're the claims department, you know, if they're not able to actually see the vehicle listed, sometimes they do mm-hmm. advise that the member has to pay for the service. And if that if she actually pays for the service, it is something that she will be able to get reimbursed for. So I can mm-hmm. actually go ahead and explain all of that to her if you would like me to do that. I'm not sure if you're going to disconnect from the line or, you know,
is
just
there, would you be able to assist with the dispatch for her?
No, not exactly. She would have to actually contact the dispatch phone number and provide her information as far as a member ID number, producer code, and a plan letter information to them for them to come out and assist her. Yeah.
Okay. Would you be able to transfer me over to that department?
Yeah, I can actually dial that number out for you, if anything. So did you want me to transfer you now or you wanted to connect the member? I don't know if you're going to explain everything to
okay.
her.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and connect you to her right now, and then once you explain the process, we can go ahead and be transferred to the dispatcher.
Okay, sure. No problem.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you.
Work of insurance companies, saving you time and money. That's what we do. We help people. Thank you for letting us serve you better. Did you know that in Illinois, it's a crime to offer?
Hello?
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 Yes, hi. Can you hear me? I'm at work.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you. You're really low, but I can actually hear you. I'm not sure what the, how do you pronounce your first name? I'm sorry.
Shawan.
Okay, so this is Samantha from Nation Safe Drivers, and I wanted to actually explain to you. I was speaking with Raquel about your policy, basically, and the fact that the vehicle that you're trying to get assistance for isn't listed on your policy. So when it comes to your policy, even though the vehicle isn't listed, you can receive service for it, but you would have to contact dispatch for them to come out and assist. And in any case, if you do have to pay for any of the services when it comes to your roadside assistance, whether it's tire change or even towing, you do have the option to actually call in and file a claim to get a reimbursement for a service that you received. So normally I do know with dispatch if they're not able to actually locate a vehicle on the policy, sometimes they do advise that you pay for the service because that information is not on their end. Are you speaking with me? I'm not sure if you're speaking with me.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, but there was like noise in the background. I'm sorry.
So
I was trying to
explain. What up?
Are you able to hear me?
$900, right? I just paid $95. It says the premium is $962, right? This is for two cars.
Right.
SR-22.
Ms. Chauhan?
Yes.
The insurance premium is different from your roadside assistance.
Yes, but I thought my car is on that policy, though, right? That Lexus?
Yes, it is.
No, what we're saying, we're not necessarily letting you know that you're not covered. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying on when you contact dispatch on their end, you can only have one vehicle listed on your policy, basically, but you are covered for both vehicles. So maybe sometimes when it comes to your policy. Right. So when you give the information with your member ID number. Yes. So sometimes they're not able to actually see that information that you do have a Lexus and, of course, the Toyota. So if anything and they're not able to actually see the information and you're calling in to get services for that specific vehicle, which is the Lexus, then they're going to say, well, of course, we don't have that vehicle listed on the policy and it's something you have to pay for. In that case, and that's why I'm explaining to you now that if you do have to pay for any of your services, you have the option to receive a reimbursement based on what your policy actually covers for the service when it comes to your roadside assistance.
Okay.
So you would have to call us and open up a claim in order for you to get reimbursed back for the service that you actually received. I'm not sure if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I just want to explain that to the dispatch because he kept telling me, no, he cannot change it. And I said, yes, you can.
Right. When with him, he can't really change the info.
I don't drive the Corolla at all. My friend drives it, but I don't own a Corolla. It happens to be on here, but he drives it. LaShawn Purnell drives it. My main car is this car. I drive it every single day. So I want to make sure I bought a roadside on it. That's all. My AAA is gone. I would never use this, but my AAA just ran out.
Right.
That's all.
Well, I'm not sure exactly how that works.
That's much better and much faster.
Well,
I'm stuck at work. Yeah, I want to get AAA. This is my last resort to call my insurance, which should always have a roadside. I mean, sure to have a roadside. I do have a flat tire. It's all on the wheel bearings. I practically drove here on the shoulder for maybe 3 miles on the shoulder. So it was really dangerous. Is there any tow truck that can come right now all the way to Amazon and Moni?
So what I can do right now, because we're not dispatching, we're the claims department, I did advise the agent that I was going to go ahead and transfer your call over to dispatch for you to get that taken care of. So you do need your member ID information, also your producer code and plan letter. I'm not sure if you were already provided that information to make that call. If not, I can provide you with the additional information for that.
I have all the pieces.
Okay, perfect.
Yes,
so what I can do... Okay, so what I can do now, I'm going to go ahead and transfer over the call. Okay. Hello?
Okay.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do now, I'm going to go ahead and transfer the phone call over to dispatch so that they can come out and assist you with that flat tire, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, and was there anything else I can assist with? I'm not sure. Agent Rachel, are you on the phone?
No, that would be all. Thank you so much.
Okay, not a problem. Well, thank you for calling.
I would still like to have one per car. One roadside per car, and I want to see how much that was.
All right, we can go ahead and discuss that after you get the assistance, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I don't even know why they didn't give me another roadside.
Yeah, so sorry about that. It's just for the roadside assistance company that we work with, they're only able to list one vehicle on there. But like the representative just said that they will honor any vehicle that needs roadside assistance.